Now, you may wonder how I come to get in the business in the first place. Some people do, some don't. Some don't give a damn anyway. And at the end of the war, I went back for my job back to Rolls Royce, and there was some nebulous prat sitting behind the desk who said, "The war's over, you know. Some bugger have told him, you see." I said, "I know, you don't think I bought this bloody suit, do you?" And I thought, "Oh, down with it." And then he said, "We're cutting down, you know." It didn't exactly make me feel wanted. I thought, well, I'll have to start a job of my own. So I started blowing things up. Going about blowing up tree stumps for these farmers, the up and down the place. I got an XWD aerial motorbike with a couple of panniers on the back and a shovel slung across my back, and I was going about thinking about blowing up tree stumps here, there and everywhere. But I have managed over the last 27 years to make a living doing that, while Rolls Royce has gone steadily bankrupt.